I wrote Unfit for Democracy to warn that American democracy could collapse in coming decades. But the problems are coming home to roost sooner than I expected. How the economy treats people matters. That was the starting point for my work, and since World War II for political scientists, studying the survival or breakdown of democracy. But the American economy has been leaving lots of people behind. In my book, I argued that the Supreme Court was diluting the value of ordinary Americans' economic rights in favor of the wealthiest people and corporations. I feared the danger to democracy as people became more and more desperate. I also worried the court wasn't enforcing the Bill of Rights for ordinary people and feared would-be dictators could take advantage of it. And I worried because the court permitted politicians to fix the voting mechanisms to make fair elections almost impossible. Changes made after the 2010 census allowed Republican-dominated legislatures to lock Democrats out of Congress and the majority of state legislatures for the foreseeable future. That court-sanctioned gerrymandering now blocks fair representation in Congress and in many states. Trump kept claiming that the system was fixed, implying that it was fixed against him. But the court allowed the Republican Party to block access to the polls in many states. The election was partly fixed in favor of the Republicans and Mr. Trump. I also worried that legal changes underlying changes in the media and the primary systems were contributing to the polarization of America. As Jim Hightower once titled a book, "There's nothing in the middle of the road but yellow stripes and dead armadillos." I thought that was dangerous. Now we're finding out that only a quarter of Americans still believe that it's important to live in a democracy. And we've elected a president who befriends autocrats, autocrats who destroyed democratic governments, censored the press, put opponents in prison, and took over. Once that happens, the people who wanted to break the system down have no voice in what the new system does. Autocrats around the globe become kleptocrats. They steal from everyone for themselves and their friends. In commentary earlier this year, I described that as the Sheriff of Nottingham syndrome, the sheriff from the Robin Hood legend who took from the poor to fill the pockets of King John. Corruption in democracies doesn't hold a candle to what autocrats do to their people financially. How opportunities suddenly depend on the dictator's favor. How freedom disappears, real freedom, the freedom to walk around out of prison and take care of one's family. Those folks who were so ready to break the system are likely to be among the first broken by it. The court won't protect us. Those with power have no motive to protect us, but only to keep their own advantages. The rich will have more, not less, control. Just look around at how Trump is deepening the threats. His worldwide set of conflicts of interest become opportunities for Trump enterprises in the pattern of third world kleptocracies. He proposes to cut benefits for ordinary Americans, leaving more for himself and friends. He selects America's wealthiest to run our economy. He rants about asserting Second Amendment rights at the polls as if menacing people at polling places advances democracy. He rants about throwing people in jail, starting with his political opponent, though that threatens democratic competition. He seems to think that winning means he can do whatever he wants, and he and the Republicans seem to believe recounts are legitimate only for themselves, not to protect and enforce the voters' choices. If American democracy collapses, it will be the biggest victory for the world's worst people. As Trump pounds on the pillars of democracy, we have to do all we can to preserve the American democratic way of life.